Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Don't Be a Trendist to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
I think it's from Johnny Davis.
Davis.
From the Discord.
Classic film. What's your favorite spoof film?
Oh, man. Probably I love Men in Tights.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Hot Shots Part Deux.
Hot Shots. I feel like Hot Shots is due for a resurgence. Right.
There's this one part where I remember Charlie Sheen, there's a box of bullets and he just throws them at these guys like in a fight scene. And like, it's like he shot them.
Shot them. Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
This is great. This is great.
There's some good bits in that. It's also funny that he did steroids to get like jacked like Rambo for a spoof film.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was so yoked all of a sudden.
There's, dude, Loaded Weapon 1, National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
I still need to watch that one.
With Emilio and Sam Jackson.
Emilio!
That one's bad. Man, this was actually my favorite kind of film, were like these parody spoof films. And then like all the Naked Guns.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are all great. Not Another Teen Movie, I think, is a hidden gem. It like came out in the course of like, it has the same title as like those ones that are like dance movie or epic movie, and I think people sometimes associate it with that, but it's got some good bits. Anyways, I'm Jack, that's Miles. Mm-hmm. These are some things that are trending on this Thursday, June 8th. Starbucks is shifting to nugget ice.
Is that good?
I think we knew that, but salon.com interviewed an ice expert on what this means, and I guess just generally, nugget ice is becoming more popular because from the consumer side, it's soft, it's chewy, it's like easy to chomp on.
That's part of being in the hospital.
Yeah. And then on the company side, you can just dump shitloads of it in there.
And dilute your product.
Yeah, it dilutes the hell out of your product. You can, somebody's getting a nice bump, a nice bonus for coming up with this idea on the Starbucks side.
Oh, is it because like it's so porous too? It probably just melts way quicker than like solid.
Immediately. So they said this ice expert said a lot of people absolutely love the soft, chewy ice like you get at Sonic and in the hospital. It seems to absorb some of the liquid poured over it. So even after you first finish your drink, you can wait a couple minutes and get another few sips of your beverage as the ice melts.
Yeah.
And then in a few more minutes, you basically have a glass of water to drink. So it's good for hydration.
They don't talk about the part that it also makes your like that would be like, I remember when that place Lemonade opened up in LA.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody's like, their lemonade's so good. I was on to them real quick. I was like, no ice in that fucking cup because y'all put 80% fucking ice in there. I want my whole fucking 20 whatever ounces of lemonade before I walk out of here. I'm not paying for fucking 60% ice.
Right. The detractor's argument that he cites is that the ice will water down the coffee too quickly, and so you might want to ask for concentrated coffee. Can I get that 2x concentrated? Thanks.
That'd be great. Then now, wow, that's actually more genius, because they're not going to be like, well, we don't have one, unless you want to add a shot for more money.
Right. Yeah.
Because the shit is so watered down.
Cook this over a spoon for me. Just, right. Yeah. Get it.
Also
nice
got some
and,
dialysis
like,
tubing I can use to tie off. Yeah.
But that is my thought. My initial thought is just like, that's like, I think the point of ice is to cool the beverage, but not to turn the beverage into a different beverage.
Nah.
You know,
it's like, that's why I respect places like
coffee water.
Like those, like you go to the Asian, like boba tea spots or like milk tea spot. Like they have, they'll be like, how much ice you want? Cause yeah. they know already, like, even if you do like on like a mobile order to pick it up or whatever, that you can still be like, no, I want 20% ice. Thank yeah. you though for asking. Yeah. Cause I know I want my money's worth.
The slowest melting ice is the like sphere, right? Like yeah. you get it like the super high end bar. It's like the perfect sphere. Yeah.
And I think right now that's like one of, I've been looking for the longest time. Like, my refrigerator is so old that it has like an 8-track player in it that I want. It's like
the most expensive refrigerator in 1978.
Oh, yeah, man. It has a disco ball on the top and shit. It's fucking wild. And it has like a little pop-out tray so you can snort cocaine off of it while you're right. making your children's dinner.
Yeah. Cigarette lighter that comes out so you can light up as you're like cooking.
It's just like on the door because you're busy. You can just like lean your face on the yeah. refrigerator door and light a cigarette. But for real, I've been looking. I was like, my whole thing is like, I want to wait till there's a fucking refrigerator that makes nugget ice because like I would like that. But I feel like no company is doing that because they're cowards. Yeah, and like the afraid. Only thing that you can get, like there are refrigerators though that make that fancy sphere ice. And I'm like, I'm not drinking like whiskey on the rocks or something all day. I'm like, right. I want some fun shit to chew on.
Yeah. I would like put sphere ice in like a thing of Diet Coke for sure. I would gladly do that.
That's a good look.
Yeah. I mean, the ice shaker is, you know, the thing that like bartenders use where they like shake yeah. it over their shoulders. Like that's a underrated implement. Even if you're not drinking booze, like that thing will cool your drink immediately, yeah. no filters. Matter what. Yeah, yeah. It's nice. Highly recommend.
You
even
just
if
shake
you're
your
not,
Diet yeah. Coke. Oh, this
shake
Diet Coke's
Coke or, you know, usually probably better for a flat beverage.
Okay.
All right. Here's one we're not sure what to think about, but it's out there. People are talking about it. There's a new study that finds that Splenda is genotoxic.
So it's toxic to people named Gino?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Only people named Gino.
Thank God.
Breaks either. Apart your DNA, oh. which is bad.
Okay.
In my
that's not good, right?
At least.
That mutations to your mutagenicity?
Call me old-fashioned, but I don't like stuff that is genotoxic and breaks apart my DNA.
Right.
Yeah, because it's, damaged DNA can reform into cancer. So there's also the Calorie Control Council, which, you know, is probably, I think, is a front group for the companies that manufacture, like Splenda and artificial sweeteners. They're like, nah.
Yeah, they're the lobbying body that represents low and reduced calorie, the entire low and reduced calorie food and beverage industry. That's yeah. their whole exist, their reason to live, their raison d'etre.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, all the ins and outs of this one. Like, even there's a study that NutraSweet, or like Equal, you know, the stuff that, that
Cindy
particular,
Crawford got me hooked on.
Yeah. The thing that was in all the fake sugar products in the 90s and stuff
right.
like that got a reputation for being carcinogenic, but then there was like, you know, because the news cycle was a lot slower back then, like years later there was a backlash where scientists were like, actually the amount of like Equal packets you would have to consume to get right. the levels that they were giving to the lab rats, you would have to be like using a pickup truck to transport the Equal to
your mouth.
House like oh, yeah. every day. Yeah.
I just like the idea of it, just a dump truck just like unloading it onto your face.
Yeah.
And then you look like a Tony Montana of NutraSweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that they are, of course, they're going to say, that's not true, because they have their own, you know, like any lobbying group, they come after academics and things that say things like that. But this is why I think we're a bit dubious here, because right. when you search this about, like, you know, Splenda being genotoxic, it's only conservative or like, you know, places like the New York Post, Metro in the UK, Newsweek, like these kind of like not, I would say not the most serious journalistic outlets.
Right.
Publishing the story and like, but other like news networks aren't, which you feel like they would normally. That's what I'm saying. Like, is the Calorie Control Council basically getting in their homies' ears over at Fox and all these other places, like this network of conservative sort of news, and being like, hey, man, can you put the thing out about how that low calorie shit will kill you and make you a mutant?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like the sugar industry might be getting in.
Could, well, no, they did get word from the, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. The sugar industry, exactly. Who is like, oh God, what an L for you if you take that.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I guess I never, like when I was younger, I didn't think of the Council of Dairy Farmers. I wasn't like, they're a big organization that like has a media arm that like controls and like creates propaganda and stuff. These Got Milk ads are just, they just like came about naturally.
Yeah. They were created, someone was asking the question. You had to beg the question. You got milk.
But yeah, I mean, like when you read about how the dairy industry has been able to like control messaging around milk and cheese and like all those things and be like, they're healthy folks, and like how that contradicts science. So sugar is a massive industry, right?
Yeah. And a lot of slavery. A lot of slavery used for sugar cane.
A lot of people being harmed increasingly over the past five decades. So it just feels like we'll need to kind of put a pin in this one and see like what the fallout is. But
bad. Big Shugs, I got my eye on you. Because I mean, it's the reason we fucking annexed Hawaii. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
all sugar like always can lead to some weird fucked up places when you look at the history. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you I also like don't fuck with like Splenda. Like the newer like sugar alternative products. Like I had a yogurt the other day and I was like, oh, this definitely has artificial sweetener in it. And like found it in like the third to last ingredient, but I just like something about it disagrees with me. I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know, because isn't it like, does it function technically as like a neurotoxin, because it's convincing your brain of something that's like not actually happening?
I think I'm just really highly sensitive to genotoxins.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what everybody's always said about
that's me. You test all the president's meals.
That's right. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Truck stop brothels run by a web of ex-cons. A Commonwealth attorney wasted on whiskey and power. Protection exchanged for cash and flesh. This is Hooker Game, Criminals and Libertines in the South. And I am your host, Dr. Lindsay Byron. 3 years ago, I came across a goldmine of news clippings detailing a scandal that rocked my small southern hometown. As I flipped through each page, this forgotten story came back to life.
I was told that it was just supposed to be a massage parlor.
The big shot in Davos was Barker.
He beats me continuously.
If you print anything that you hear in the grand jury, you will be put in jail.
I never gave any massages.
Listen to Hooker Gay, Criminals and Libertines in the South on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, This is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And to complete our food block, I guess, is what it's become.
Oh, shit, I didn't realize. Yeah.
Pizza Hut is introducing, in New York only, limited time only, a pickle pizza that is making people unhappy, but actually looks pretty fucking good to me.
Who's saying they don't like it? Because okay, so it's the pickle pizza, spicy dill pickles, Nashville hot chicken, and ranch.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's like buffalo chicken pizza. My only complaint with buffalo chicken pizza is the red onions sometimes get like stringy and fucked up. But for the most part, a combination of cheese, buffalo chicken, and blue
ranch
cheese
or blue
like,
any
or ranch, like that goes very hard in my in my book. Adding pickles, like replacing the stringy red onions with pickles, sounds good to me. Assuming, and this is something that I feel like they need to specify in their marketing material on this, assuming the pickles are added after the bake.
Right.
Like, I don't want you putting I've never had baked pickles before. I can't imagine like that is a food that holds up particularly well. Just like hot ass and like also like dehydrated gummy pickles.
Yeah. I've had a pizza with frickles on it. Like fried pickles.
Fried pickles. Sure. Yeah. And that would create a membrane that would make it okay.
I think
in my book.
Otherwise, I'm fine with this, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's funny though too, like all the comments that we're reading about they're launching it in New York City where people
New York City.
Hey man, I've been there before, man. Yeah. It smells like weed everywhere, first of all.
Yeah.
So that's why I will never go back because it's an out of control blue city. Y'all are militant about pizza over there because that's like your shit. So I think coming in with some weird shit is not the right environment to introduce a pizza like this. That feels like a transgression to like the New York pizza scene.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like if this shit dropped in California or like a place where everybody's
Chicago
high,
or yeah.
I don't know. I can even see Chicago people being like, no, what the fuck is this, man?
Yeah,
we got our own shit. Like, I think a place like LA or the West Coast, you'd have a little more people be like, yo, dude, the fucking pizza pickle pizza is pretty bomb. I feel like you might have just made a mistake with where you launched it, but whatever.
This is our equivalent of like doing like lobbying is we just come in and we're like, you should have launched this in L.A. Actually,
you should have
been better for
Big
your product.
L. Yeah.
All right. Getting into some harder news. Some less gummy, pickly news. The Supreme Court is doing a weird job of like vacillating between total fascist bullshit and then kind of doing good things every once in a while. And we just got a kind of good thing.
They decided that there's the most fucked up violent redistrict. I mean, fucking everywhere, but in Alabama, especially in a state that's 27% black, they gerrymandered the fuck out of that voting map. So there's only one majority black district. And so people sued, got all the way to the Supreme Court. And the court was like, oh, yeah, man, y'all, that's fucked up. Y'all gonna have to create at least one more majority black district. This is infringing on their rights. 5-4 ruling with Brett Kavanaugh joining the libs.
Wow.
So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? What's wrong with y'all over there? One minute you're like, if you go on strike to better your own situation, we are siding with the companies and their loss of profit in this one. So they can sue you to fucking high hell for damages. But then they're like, but also, yeah, we care about the downtrodden in this representative democracy because, like, we've seen what y'all did with the Voting Rights Act before. Like, I'm sorry, is it Uchi Wally or is it one Mike?
Right.
As Jay-Z once said, where are you, Supreme Court? Do you know what you're doing? Or is, again, I think this is just part of their like panicked optics saving routine.
And I think they recognize that neither party is giving anyone anything to vote for that will change any of this, any of the things that actually matter when it comes to, you know, the aforementioned workers' rights and stuff like that. So, they're like, you can vote. No, sure. That's great. Go ahead, try.
Go ahead, dude. Check out those maps. because I think before they also, they didn't, I think there was another decision that went against voters in Alabama before. So it's very unpredictable. It's very unpredictable where they're, what side of the bed they're going to wake up.
Highly unpredictable.
Yeah.
All right. The Anatomical Gift Association is a story that super producer Brian brought across our desks. That is fucked up.
Scary. So they're an organization that, you know, takes cadavers for scientific research, you know, for people to work on for like medical reasons, scientific research, etc. So one of the people who worked there, this black man, he was saying that the fucking conditions in this place were horrifying. He said, if you stood in one place for too long, your feet start to stick to the ground and like the bodies were not stored properly. They're melting and shit. So once he sort of made this complaint and reported his concerns, he said, quote, Wheatley said he came into the office with three severed heads in a container on his desk with like sage burning.
He found that. That was waiting for him.
Yeah, it was waiting for him. He said, they said that the heads from these AGA donors were placed next to his desk after he reported concerns about the mishandling and poor conditions of donated bodies to his supervisors. But AGA Executive Vice President William O'Connor denied any maltreatment accusations, saying that handling body parts is in Wheatley's job description.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow. What?
That's okay.
Well, I thought that's what you liked so much. Wasn't that what your complaint said? You like doing this?
Because you care about him so much. You shouldn't mind if there's three severed heads on your desk. We even put sage there to like give it good vibes, man.
What the fuck, man?
So yeah, fuck this place. That is like just a fucked up story. Someone, again, you try and point something out at your workplace and then they're literally doing the Godfather shit to you.
Yeah. Also, Anatomical Gift Association is just so, like that. It sounds like a euphemism for sex toys.
But, oh yeah. You know, give yourself an anatomical gift. Yeah. That's I feel like they would have called like a dildo in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But I guess
they called it a male idol, as we learned in a recent episode. And finally, Tucker is back in the news because Fox sent him a legal notice that he is violating his non-compete clause by doing his little vlog bullshit on Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, fuck a non-compete clause, obviously, but because, you know, that is obviously anti-worker, but it also fuck Tucker Carlson.
It's nice.
We were talking about how low budget his set looked. And that's like the reaction a lot of people had and pointed to like all the money that he has to go into it. But it's just wild when you see him like without his set and stuff. It just looks like Matt Walsh or like one of these other fucking like kind of not in the main, like sort of broadcast media version of someone's rendition of just doing white supremacy on the internet.
Yeah. And like the writing, it feels like he's missing his writers because he just came in and was like, hey, it's Tucker.
Carlson. There was a damn pull up.
Here's a thing that just happened.
I'm surprised he didn't go, hey, it's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
What else?
It had the vibes of like one of those right wing podcasts that are like 3.5 hours long, but it was only 10 minutes. That's all he could get out of it was 10 minutes. Anyways.
Again, another one of those shitty battles where you're like, Fox News and Tucker, what side are you on? I don't know, double KO, maybe?
Yeah. All right, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, get your flu shots, get all the shots. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, What happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.